endured through to the second round, but made a fight.
Yeah, it was a tough game today. The conditions weren't too great. There was a lot of kicks and that. And I think I was 4-2 down, and I got a bit, well, two flukes in that frame. But other than that, nothing seemed to kind of roll my way. So it was a really tough game, and I knew Dominic was going to be tough. He's been around for a long time, and he wasn't going to make it easy for me.
Yeah, you mentioned a 4-2, two outrageous flukes and a break of 83. That was the turning point, wasn't it?
Yeah, that completely changed it. Up until then, there's been a few things gone the other way, and I think one of the frames before and that is just a lot of bad kicks, and I was just leaving him straight in, but I had to fight, and then that frame really just turned the game, and I had a bit of momentum from then. He missed Black off the spot on that, and then after that he didn't really have any chances.
Yeah, you wrapped up the match then, and now playing Ronnie O'Sullivan in the second round.
Yeah, it was just like about getting through today. I think nobody really plays great in these big tournaments to start with. Ronnie played decent yesterday, but other than him, you just really want to get through to the next round and just stay in the competition and just hopefully improve.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you don't want to play your best snooker early on, but you must have an appetite for the big stage, given what you did at the World Championship getting to the final.
Yeah, obviously it would be nice to play well every game, and it's nice to put on a show for the fans, but it just doesn't work like that. And I think I got a little bit impatient still in that match, and just wanted to get in amongst the balls, and I need to cut that out if I'm going to get close to Ronnie.
But always special playing Ronnie O'Sullivan, particularly at the sport's second biggest tournament.
Yeah, it's always going to be a great match against Ronnie, and hopefully there'll be a big crowd in. I think it'd be a good atmosphere, and I think me and Ronnie have put on a good show, and it's nice to play Ronnie in these big events, and it's nice to play any of the top players.
You said he's feeling quite good about his game, isn't he, as well? You said for a few years you've seen him.
Yeah, he's playing the best snooker he's played for a long time, and I think he's feeling the best he's probably felt for like 4 or 5 years, I'd say. So he's really up for it, but I'll be up for it tomorrow, and I think I can give him a good game, and just hopefully if I get on top of him, then he'll get a little bit impatient, but the same can be said for me, and he can do the same to me.
You're not sort of in awe of him still, Judd?
No, it's completely changed now. I'd say like 2 or 3 years ago I would have been a bit under pressure against him, but now I just enjoy playing him, and I'd say the pressure's still on him. He's still expected to beat me, he's expected to beat everyone, so no matter what I do, I'm just going to go out and enjoy it, and if he beats me, then so be it, but and if I win, then it's a good win.
How often do you see Ronnie down in the
Oxford Way? Ronnie's in now and again, maybe twice a week probably I see him. And then sometimes he's in every day, so it just depends what mood he's in. I haven't seen him practice this week, so.
Do you always have a knockabout though? If you normally see him, do you always see him?
I don't normally play him. Obviously, I've in a few of the draws, a few of the tournaments lately, it's been kind of if I win a game, then I'm drawn to play him. So you don't really want to play in the players that you can play in the tournaments.
Do you think he's as good as Steve Davis was saying?
I'm not sure what Steve Davis said.
Well, so I think Steve Davis was just warning everybody that Ronnie's basically on fire for this tournament. And
queuing as well as you'd never seen him do.
Yeah, he's playing well, but obviously Steve had a few chances in that, and Steve is a brilliant player, but he's not as good as he once was, and I don't think Ronnie's scared of him, and you need to put Ronnie under a lot of pressure early on, and I just don't think Steve can do that against Ronnie anymore.
How do you feel when people say that your lifestyle perhaps doesn't help with your snooker at the moment, if you're going out a bit too much and stuff like that?
It's just like I'm going out just a normal amount, and it's just been like so out of proportion. Like I'm going out once every 2 weeks or something, and like I'm not even drinking all the time, so it's just blown way out of proportion. I'm still concentrating hard on my snooker, exactly the same as I was before the world, but now obviously there's people trying to bring me down.
So, what would you do those other 13 nights when you're not out?
Watch TV at home, practice,
right.
And more practice.
Has it been difficult with the way that your life has obviously changed
then? Not really. You always know that as you get like more in the publicity, then it's going to be harder, and you've got to